Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 6, 12 to 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 12 to 23. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. My theme for reflection is out of the mud into the light. Out of the mud into the light. Let us be honest. Some of us were mud lovers as kids. We did not just splash through the puddles. We lived for them. Shoes ruined. Worth it. Clothes stained. No regrets. But the funny thing about mud is that while it can be momentarily delightful, you don't want to stay in it forever. It is cold, it is sticky, and over time it stinks. This childlike image mirrors a deeper spiritual reality Paul touches on in Romans 6, 12 to 23. The apostle is not talking about dirty jeans. He's speaking of the mire of sin. It is the kind of field that clings not to clothes, but to hearts. Paul opens this passage with, therefore, linking us back to the earlier truth that through Christ we have died to sin and now live in Him. The resurrection of Jesus is not just an event to be believed. It is a transformation to be lived. But here is the tension. Though we are dead to sin in Christ, sin is not dead in the world. And worse, it still knocks at our door, asking us to step back into the mud from which we were cleansed. Paul, like a wise guide on treacherous ground, pleads with believers, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Why? Because it can, if we let it. Grace does not eliminate the possibility of rebellion. It empowers resistance and offers an alternative, righteousness. This is more than moralism. It is about power. The law, holy though it is, left us exposed, trying to fix ourselves with broken tools. But grace is God's power in us, doing what we could never do alone. As N.T. Wright puts it, grace is not simply a doctrine. Grace is the living, active, breathing presence of God in your life, calling you to become what in Christ you already are. Paul's imagery of slavery might feel jarring to modern ears, but he uses it purposefully. We all serve nothing. The only question is what or whom. Bob Dylan was right. You are gonna have to serve somebody. Sin promises freedom but pays in death. Righteousness, though it demands our whole selves, leads to life. And this is no abstract theology. Paul appeals to their lived reality. You once presented your members as slaves to impurity. Now present them as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. Verse 19. That is the point. Sanctification is not a lightning bolt. It is a daily direction, a step-by-step movement away from the mud and toward the light. The Christian life is not simply about avoiding sin. It is about presenting ourselves to God, offering up our time, our words, our bodies for his work in the world. To be alive to God is to become active participants in grace, not passive recipients. Verse 23 seals the reflection with weight and clarity. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is not about earning, it is about offering. Sin pays a wage, grace gives a gift. And that gift, eternal life, is not just a destination, it is a quality of life lived now in communion with the living Christ. So what does this mean for us today? It means we must continually decide whether we will live like people washed clean or climb back into the mud. It means understanding that grace is not freedom to sin, but freedom from sin. And it means realizing that offering ourselves to God is not loss, it is liberation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you still feel the pull to return to the mud of old habits or thought patterns? Number two, how can you offer your members, your words, actions, energy to God in ways that lead to sanctification? And now our practical exercise. Identify one daily habit, social media, scrolling, anxious self-talk, complaining, etc., that tends to pull you away from living alive to God. Replace it today with a 5-minute intentional act of righteousness, praying for someone, writing a note of encouragement, or quietly reading scripture. Offer that moment to God as a small but real act of sanctification. Gracious God, you have brought us from death to life, from slavery to freedom, from mud to glory. Help us to live as people who are truly alive to God. Guard our hearts from returning to what you've already redeemed of us from. Teach us to offer ourselves to you wholeheartedly, daily, and joyfully. And may your grace sustain us as we walk in the light of righteousness. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.